Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hello, sir.
Whoa.
What's up?
I've just got you loud.
Hey, baby.
So you got your blue Yeti mic?
I have. You're listening to Smooth FM.
Smooth.
My ass. M-A. Smooth M-A. My ass. But I have come up with an amazing plan since being on in the last 10 minutes.
Oh.
How about I set this lovely laptop up as my recording podcasting laptop? As you can hear, you can't hear because it doesn't have that drone in the background.
Oh my fucking Jesus Christ. How good I... That's a... Dave, you did it.
Fucking crack this shit, bro.
Dave, you...
I've completed life. I'm going to go walk off the building.
Okay. Fucking hell, that's a bit dark. I will say the room that you're in is very echoey, but fuck that, I don't care.
Yeah, it is quite echoey. It's quite a large, it's a converted barn.
You know what you need? You need some of them Russian rugs on the wall, like in the dev post they put out last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd dampen the sound. Get some of that up inside ya.
Eels.
Eels up inside ya.
Oh, yeah. So I will endeavour to download that software, Audacity.
Yeah, Audacity, and give it away. No, we don't use VoiceMeter.
We don't use VoiceMeter.
We did use VoiceMeter, but now we don't. I think, I can't remember. We'll have to have a look at the setup. I can't remember. But yeah, we're giving away all the podcast secrets. This is how it's done. How to not podcast. How to podcast unprofessionally, 101.
Well, no, actually, we're just evolving, aren't we? We're now beautiful little butterflies.
Oh my God, I've not seen Bug's Life in years.
I love that film so much. Look at me.
I reckon German characters in Disney movies are great, like the three little pigs. He huffed and he puffed and he signed an eviction notice.
So funny. Actually, yeah, all the German characters are dead funny. I haven't. Oh no, Geppetto wasn't German, was he? Shit.
Man, Italian.
Oh, keep lying, Pinocchio.
Oh, fuck. Only
Geppetto,
you
dirty bastard. Oh, it does sound a bit German now. I have a little wooden puppet.
Well, I'm not a puppet, I'm a real boy.
Are you done?
I'm wearing Ada's underwear.
Oh yeah, that's from Shrek as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's also Pinocchio. He's like, say something that's a lie. Say like you're wearing ladies' underwear. It's like, I'm wearing ladies' underwear. His nose don't grow. And he's like,
you don't need to explain it. I reckon everybody has seen Shrek. Absolutely everyone in the world has seen Shrek.
And if you haven't, F in the chat for you. No joking.
I mean, look, go onto our Discord and tell us if you haven't seen Shrek, just so I know who to, ban.
Oh, belittle.
And then I just kick them straight out.
Keep on running, Ned.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
There used to be a point in school where all we'd do at like lunch is just quote it. We'd go through like the whole film by the end of the day, and then the next day we'd do it again.
That wasn't our favourite film though, was it?
Oh, hang on a minute. Right, okay. So this is a test, because now I'm going to have to try and remember what you're actually talking about. But then again, yeah. I'm going to try and have to dive into your mindset, and I don't think
I'm
going to be able to do
that. No, because it's you. It's you, because I used to knock for you in the morning.
Okay, so I've got two in mind. I've got either Star Wars Episode 2.
Yeah.
Or South Park, the movie.
Oh, no, I totally forgot about the South Park one.
See,
we used to quote that shit constantly.
Yeah, but that was high school, though, not... Shrek was middle school.
Shrek was middle school, yeah.
Anyway.
Any hooser.
I kind of want to watch A Bug's Life now. You're fired! You're fired!
You're fired!
You're fired!
The woodlouses are funny, man. You're fired!
Oh my god, it's just clocked to me that they're woodlouse.
What? Did you not know they're woodlouse?
I don't know, I knew... Do you know what? I've just realised, as a kid, I never knew what they were. So it just is what it is. But it doesn't make sense for them to be woodlouse.
Why?
Because they're like, they're absolutely tiny compared to... Is it not Felix? Who's the ladybird?
Oh, the ladybird that's a guy. That's yeah, really confusing.
Francis.
Francis.
Oh, how do I remember that? Fucking hell. They're like Diddy.
Yeah, they are, but they go into a ball like a woodlouse.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Ah, you're fired.
Do you ever get that? Like when you watch things that you haven't watched since you were a kid, you spot all the adult jokes.
Oh, Shrek. Going back to Shrek, Shrek is another one of them.
Oh,
like,
is
literally,
it?
If you don't get, if you, there's some of the jokes where you just, nah, you don't really get it. And then when you watch it again, especially the first one, there's just loads of like nursery rhymes and shit everywhere. And you just don't even get it.
All right, there's, we used to have a thing called Old School Movie Night. And we used to
Lady Andy?
Yeah, we used to pick a film and we'd pick a decade for like the year, right? The year would be... like the 70s, or it had to be at least 15 years old, or had to be at least 20 years old, or something like that. That would make
the year
that
was 1980 something.
Yeah, Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne.
I didn't think much of the man. I think I need to introduce a new one where it's movies that are over. Shrek's got to be over 20 years old right now, but right?
Oh, mate, you're making me feel old.
Kids' films we used to watch. That would be Shrek. Disney Hercules.
Oh, yeah. Any Disney films, really. Aristocats, The Full Works, Lady and the Tramp.
I'm just going Hercules.
101 Dalmatians.
Hercules
Lion
and Aladdin.
King.
Aladdin.
Lion King as well. Oh, come on. Aladdin would be sick. I didn't think much of the new, like, some of these new ones are not good. Jungle Book.
Yeah, I watched that a lot. Tarzan was good,
yeah. Hercules was epic, though. Hercules is up there.
We don't want to be a hero, kid. Well, whoop-dee-doo. I've been around the block before with blockheads just like you. Song's about you, mate. Each and every one a disappointment, pain, for which there ain't no ointment. I watched it quite a few times.
Yeah, I kind of got that, but I'm pretty much the same with, like...
Debbie Does Dallas.
One Night in Paris, more like.
I didn't order a plumber.
Stop it, Kermit.
fucking hell, we have gone off the rails, bro.
We have. Let's get back on, bro. Let's get back on the rails.
Shall we carry on plug tradition and not mention our Discord?
Yeah, yeah. Also, just not really mentioning too much about us streaming a little bit more on the platforms of YouTube and Twitch.
Oh yeah, 100%. I really don't want to mention any of that at the beginning of this episode, to be honest, because I really want it to be poignant at the end, you know, that we've been streaming a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously hashtag talent for Daisy and all that business that we've sort of adopted.
Yeah, we'll save that. We'll save that all at the end when we talk about the merch store that we've got as well, and the fact that I've been working on some new designs and stuff like that. So
yeah, that would be sick.
All right, cool. Right, in that case then,
just leave it.
Yeah, okay. There's nothing left to do then apart from start the episode, shall we?
Hit it.
Welcome, everybody, to Friendly A Daisy Podcast, episode 88. We have...
Two fat ladies.
Yeah. You've really just put me off.
You're thinking about two fat ladies, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Being sandwiched in between them.
Episode 88, we are going to be talking about all the maps that have a quest or some lore or a mission. Quest and a mission is kind of the same thing. Now, go on.
I was going to say, I know people from the console now wincing in their faces like, oh God, they're going to talk about just PC maps and all that It's like, no, actually, I bet there's things we can tell you about Livonia and Chernarus that you don't know about yet, that you've not actually, because you've never got off the coast, because your FPS has dropped too far.
Because you're a fucking scrub. You're either shit or you're getting shot by dupers.
Yeah. You keep going for that duper's base at factory, like Sonichi factory. You just don't want to leave the coast.
Fucking shots fired from friendly to the console community. Like, pew, pew, pew. Yeah, I was going to say pretty much the same thing, Dave. And I was going to start with Livonia.
That's a good map.
So, I mean, really, Livonia, you get a punch card, you go to the bunker, the end. Right, so Bitterroot, right? Yeah, of course, we have to start with Livonia. However, we have quite a few maps to get through. Livonia to talk about, Bitterroot, Namausk, Banov, Deer Isle, Anastara, and maybe
Essekar, Arteria. Oh,
yeah, that's it, yeah. We've got to talk about a little bit on them. And I had one in my head, Azalea. Now, not actually much on those last few, so we'll save them to the end. But
yeah,
let's start with Livonia, Dave. So
let's talk about the things we know or you may not know. Well, we know that it's basically based on the southeast side of Poland. So the places called Topolin and Grabin and all that, they're all Polish towns, IRL.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah.
See? Learn something new every day. Hey, we're an informational podcast now.
People say they've learned from us. I think they're chatting shit and being nice, but hey ho.
Okay, yeah, so it's I did know it was based around that area, as everything is really, but I didn't realize it was had names in common with Polish towns.
Yep, there is a place, well, all of the towns in there, that area, are named after towns in the area IRL in Poland, in the southeast corner, the one that has a border with Ukraine.
God damn. The goal in Livonia is to get to the bunker in the southwest corner. That's where all the best loot is, and it's all tucked away behind some locked doors.
And you need to punch it. You just need to punch the door.
Yeah? You punch
it. No, you need a punch card.
You fucking idiot.
You fucking bitch. You need a punch card, which you find where, Andy?
You find the punch card either... There's two places you can find a punch card. In a toxic zone, which there are two. Is there
one.
Two? No, there's two. There's two because there's Gleniska Military.
Yeah, Gleniska Military and Limbok. Limbok.
Is it Limbok? Have you been playing? You've been playing fucking Karma Crew too much.
Yeah, it might be.
It's not Limbok. Radanin?
Radanin. It'll be Radanin, yeah.
Right. Cool. Yeah, in there. Or there are, which is, I don't think I've ever seen anybody get the key card from there, to be honest.
Because a rolling convoy.
Yeah, most people get it from the convoy, the military convoys that spawn randomly across the map, right?
Yeah, it's a unique officer zombie that drops it that's wearing a, like, hospital do-rag on his head.
Which is a bit weird, isn't it, really?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway.
It must be an officer, doctor.
Dr. Do-rag,
what a lad.
So you get the punch card from him, and then you can make your way to the bunker. In the bunker, there's three levels to the bunker. Level 1, 2, and 3.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it could have been A, B, and C, you little shit. Could have been red, green, and blue. Fuck you, Dave.
Red, green, and blue. You are now on the blue level.
Level 1 has, like, standard military shit in it, right? Level 2 has things like the plate carriers and AK-101s, and level 3... has those, like, tack helmets with the NVG goggles attached and the Org AX.
I love that gun.
It's a good gun, baby. And really, that's about it. There's a bit of a water puzzle, isn't there?
Yeah, where you need at least two people to...
Yeah, you need at least two people to get to level 3. I think you can just about get in and out of level 2 if you're really quick.
Yeah.
But you can't get to level 3 without two people.
Which leads you to believe if you're trying to do this solo, you're going to have to team up with someone and then trust them. Otherwise, they can leave you down there forever.
Dude, I can't remember who it was. I saw a streamer who got locked, who didn't realize, it was when it first came out. They got locked down there because they didn't realise that they needed someone to lower the water level for them again so they could swim.
Yeah, I think it was Ceramore.
It might have been. So they logged out. They logged back in again the next day, and someone was in there, and he like got them, he like teamed up with them, got them to lower the thing, and they were also solo, so he got them to lower the water level for him, and then they looted it together. It was sick.
That's a fair bit. I actually enjoy that part where you have to team up with someone. It forces that interaction.
Yeah, I think that was the goal, wasn't it? And to give people a reason to go to the south of the map.
Yeah. It was clever. It was good.
It was clever, it was good, and it was very quick to cover. We're moving on.
Moving on down. Let's do the one with the biggest amount of lore, and I think we need to hit it, and it's John McClane's Deer Isle.
Oh, dude, I was doing some research on this just before we started recording, and I went down a mad rabbit hole.
Yeah, there's so many different things you can do with it.
So we're not going to cover the whole thing in detail because A, there's a lot of it, but B, we also want to kind of dedicate a whole episode to go in deep dive into these missions.
Yeah.
So we'll give you a summary. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give you this summary twice, Dave, because it changed.
Okay.
Currently. Now, I say currently, I'm not actually sure if this is just a zero Deer Isle thing or whether this is native vanilla Deer Isle. But the goal is to get the snow owl, right?
I believe so, yeah.
But I don't know whether that's just on zero service to get snow owl. Is it different gun on normal Deer Isle or...?
No, I believe it's a John McClane thing.
Yeah.
I think it is a John McClane thing. But it is hard in this respect. Sometimes, like Andy mentioned earlier, if you play modded servers, sometimes the lore and the quests can be changed quite slightly. And if you play on them for so long, in your head it becomes the natural lore rather than the...
So let's just say the quest is to get the snow out, and it's a unique gun that's a one-hit kill sniper, all right? Now, oh no, it is. It is part of the, I've read it, it's definitely part of the vanilla. So John McClane has confirmed that the snow owl is not the end goal for the quest, and there will be one more step that's going to come out in 5.4, and we're currently on 5.3.
Oh, you shut the front door.
So, the quest used to be to get the snow owl, right? And it was fairly simple. You used to have to go to a temple to get Thor's hammer, to break down an ice wall, to then get the snow owl. That was it, right? Bang, done.
But there was little things to do with to go through like a portal. We tried to do it once, Andy, remember?
Yeah. I was very summarizing it because now I've got to cover it again.
Sorry.
You fucking will be.
You will fucking be.
Yeah, you fucking fuck.
You fucking fuck.
Do you know what? There's going to be someone out there that listens to the podcast that's going to count all the swear words.
Yeah. And does fucking fuck count as two or just one?
No, it's definitely two.
Okay.
Yeah. But what about... No. Okay. Right, 5.3. Okay, so that was like the pretty much how it used to be. Still very hard, it still took ages. However, now they have he's redone it. So where you get the Thor's hammer now, Dave, Thor's hammer is split into two pieces. So you've got to get the handle and you've got to get the headpiece.
Okay.
Yeah. And to get the head is the same. So you have to, like you said, we tried doing it before. We do the blood sacrifice. You go to a certain point in the map, you bleed at this like ritual altar and it teleports you to a temple. And you do like a lock puzzle thing where you've got to find a handle which opens a gate. You go through this gate. And I'm really skimming over it. It takes fucking ages. It's really complicated. Yeah,
this is dedicated to a full episode.
Really. Yeah. You then get the hammer, but you get the hammer head from there, right? The hammer handle, you have to go...
Say that three times when you're drunk.
The hammer handle, you have to go to the oil rig, or one of the... I think there's three oil rigs on the map or something like that. And they could potentially be gas-zoned. You have to find a purple key card, which takes you to a bunker where you get a diving tank, and then you dive for, like, this fucking skull ritual staff thing. You then tame... you tame a smoke monster... You get a smoke monster grenade. You then use that grenade to create a teleport from the smoke monster. You then get teleported and into a temple where you get the hammer handle. You combine the two, then you've got the hammer handle.
Okay. Okay, so this is complex.
That's all the new bits that were added in. So then after that, the rest of this is new. The rest of this is the same as what was in 5.2, where you then have to go kill loads of bears. You go to Bear Island, you kill loads of bears, you make a bear ghillie suit, because the ghillie suit is the only thing that can protect you from the extreme cold on the Arctic Island. You go to the Arctic Island with your Thor's hammer, you smash down
an ice wall.
You get the key card for the ship that's stuck in the ice, and that's where you get the gun from. Oh. Now, that mission, before this update took TRMZ about 2 months.
Yeah.
And also, there are no walkthroughs to this shit. John McClane will put the update out and then just let people work it out.
Yeah.
How insane is that?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's very cryptic as well, the way he does his tweets and stuff. I think he really wanted to be like, he wants to be a dungeon master in Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, he's an evil one at that, I tell you. But the mission itself is super good. Barely anyone goes for it, though, which is a shame. But it is good if you are going for it, because you'll likely not run into trouble. You know,
yeah.
There is always the possibility, such as Daisy, you know what I mean? But if you're on Bear Island, you could potentially be the only one on Bear Island.
Now, Deer Isle, you don't have to play Deer Isle to do this mission. It sounds long-winded. Deer Isle is a gorgeous map if you just want to play Daisy-style loot and shoot. And but these lore and missions add just a depth of people that don't want to loot and shoot anymore because they've got over like 5k hours or 10k hours and they just want missions to do.
It's really good. And a lot of the reason why we're doing this episode is because pretty much all of the new maps that are coming out with the community incorporate some sort of mission, some sort of quest, made popular by Deer Isle and the Mousk, which we'll cover shortly. And now all of the new maps are doing the same thing. You can't just make a map anymore. You have to give it a quest. Now, that's been mimicked by Livonia by giving you some sort of something to aim for, a target, a goal. And we're hoping they'll do the same with Sarkal when it comes out. I mean, they've got people from the community working on it. So, you know what I mean? They're taking that community thought.
They're onto a winning ticket. If you follow a formula that's like hit gold, struck gold, like Deer Isle is gold. Like, yep. It's one of the great, like, good maps. As soon as it gets an update, people just chin off any part of Daisy and they're on Deer Isle straight away.
And look how popular Namousk is. Everyone loves Namousk.
Yeah, Namousk is always stacked, whether it be in a 50-50 server or a 40-40 server. Always got people in.
Yeah, it's insane. People just absolutely love it. In the height of summer, they love it. In the height of winter, they love it. You know, it's not just because it's a winter map, like when Chernarus turns into snow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it just loses popularity when it gets warmer outside.
Yeah.
But literally, Namousk holds, I think if you put Namousk in your DCSA launcher or your normal launcher, I reckon there'll be about 10 to 20 servers full stacked.
Yep, yeah. It's insane. It's good. So good.
So good. So good.
Let's not cover off Deer Isle anymore, because honestly, that feels like such a waste. I did so much research and I've just covered the whole thing off in like 5 minutes.
Well, then that does bring us on to then the Mousk, the other OG like sort of lore server.
Yeah, map.
You know, winter map made by Samarak. He doesn't allow anyone to make money on his map, so you can't get on it. You can't have priority queue or anything that cannot be sold for that map. Do you know what I mean? So, but what he's done, he got loads of unique mods on there that hopefully will be adopted by Sakao, you know, like the frozen food that needs to be defrosted, all that sort of good cold stuff. Do you know what I mean? That sort of, you know, it made the base game get the whole heat buff and stuff. You know, like they had that on that server and it eventually become base game for normal DayZ. So
yeah, well, and what are you talking about there? The frozen food thing?
No, the frozen food and the buff. The buff was on the mouse before it was on base game.
It was always like intended by Sumrak to have that in the Mousk, but the game didn't have that mechanic. But whilst he was working at DayZ, that's when he had that mechanic introduced into the game so it could be used for Namask. And it was not implemented into Chernarus and Livonia straight away. I think it was like a couple of patches later.
But it was implemented into Namask first.
Yes, yeah. But it wasn't made, it was in the base game. It wasn't like a mod or anything like that.
Yeah. I was just saying it was sort of used on Namask first, which then led to it eventually being rolled out onto the base game.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, but the lore of Namask is that it's a big frozen island somewhere up near the Arctic Circle, and someone done some research and, you know, made a teleporter. And then your goal is to go to space in a teleporter, basically. The place is called Lantia.
Yeah, there's like a whole backstory lore to this as well. Again, we'll cover in its own dedicated episode.
Yeah, so, you can hear the kids like in the background when you're in like Vakuta.
That's fucking creepy, bro. I don't like that.
Round by the well, that's crazy. That's like player payable on death. Like, we are. The youth of the nation.
Oh my God, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like four chapters to this map. When they released the updates, they introduced like a new part of the quest line.
Yes.
And do you know what I want to know?
What?
I want to know what happened to Athena 2.
Yeah. Because we weren't big Mouse fans back then, so we never really played it.
There isn't an Athena 2. There's only a 1 and a 3.
Yeah, I know, but I can't remember, and I have no... I've done a little bit of research. I couldn't find the research on it, whether they made like Athena 1, Athena 2, and Athena 3, but they've taken out Athena 2 because it's now irrelevant in the story.
Yeah.
If you know the answer, please put F's in the chat for me and Andy. No,
Go on, so talk to us through this quest then. What we got to do?
It's quest. So you go to... Well, you got to get these filaments, right? You got to get these filaments, and you get this sort of... I forget the name of it now. Like a something locator. And you get that from A1 down in the little stairway place. So hence why people love camp in A1. It's quite a unique place, but people love a little bit of a camp there. When you get, you have to get a red, a blue, and an orange filament.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, and you get them from little red boats that spawn along the coast on Tower Island. I believe it's Tower Island.
Yep.
Tower Island or Tower Island? I'm not good with the pronunciation. But the one with the hospital and port on it. When you get them, you've got to make your way to the oil rig through the ice sheets. The oil rig is a gas zone, so you need to take NBC with you. And then you make the Lantia suit, I believe. I just can't remember the... Do you know where you get the oxygen, the Lantia oxygen stuff, the Lantia filter thing?
Not a clue.
And you've got to find that. I think that's where it's found somewhere else. I can't remember exactly where. Oh. But you've got to find the filter thing. Then you go to A3 and set off the EMP thing, you know, when everyone gets knocked out onto the floor, EVR thing.
Oh, and you can only do that during a storm as well, which may or might not happen in the next 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, you need to get a punch card for that.
Yeah, you get the card from the submarine.
Yeah, from the submarine, which is near the oil rig.
Yeah, so you go to the submarine, then you, during a storm, you go to Athena 1, you press the button, which teleports...
No, it's Athena 3.
No, you use the key card. Athena 1. And then that teleporter takes you to Athena 3.
No, Athena 1's where you get the locator, so it tells you when the storm's happening, so you can set off the thing at Athena 3, so you can teleport. Or is that research? Oh, no, I'm getting research and Athena 1 mixed up.
Yeah, I think you are, dude.
Yeah. So research, Athena 1 is where you set that thing off. Research is where you get the little locator, so it tells you when the storm is happening.
Right, yeah.
And it beeps like a, you know, like, a Geiger counter as such. And then, you do what Andy said there, where you teleport from Athena 1 to Athena 3. And then when you're in Athena 3, you need to get, I think the filter's in Athena 3 somewhere. And then you teleport yourself to Lantia.
Yeah, you have to like start up this alien tech generator thing, don't you?
But then when you're in Lantia, you've only got so much time to... It's basically Mars. Lantia is Mars. And you go around and you loot and scoot. Everything's lootable. You know, your Lanty suit hasn't got so much room, so you got to literally really prioritise where you're going and make sure you're not there for too long. Otherwise, your filter dies and then you die very fast. It's like, it's not like when you get cut a few times in like a toxic zone. This thing will wipe you clean out and you'll never get back from Lanty. You'll be spawning back at Vakuta having a little freshy fuckery.
Isn't that where you get the last bit for the...
Lantia plate.
For this, Yeah, for the suit. And that's after you've done all of this. So you've done the submarine, Athena 1, Athena 3, Lantia, and now you can go make the suit.
No. You need to go to Lantia in the suit. That's why you need to get the filter.
Do you?
And then you can get the Lantia plate that goes... Lantia plate can go on you while you're on the suit or go on person. Basically, it's a lot better than the normal plate carrier.
Right. Oh, man, I don't remember it at all. Like, I've seen people do it. I've never done it myself.
People do it quite regular, but again, the same as Deer Isle, there's lots of working parts. We quite haven't explained it properly. Me and Andy haven't played Namausk seriously because it just wasn't our thing. Like, that, it's a full-out survival. Like, you're literally making a fire every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't our thing. We play it every now and then when we're getting a bit aboard of Chinaris and Livonia and all the other hype maps are, like, on the lowdown. But it's not on our hard list a priority. I quite enjoy the map. It's a very good looking map, you know, when you're walking on snow, when you're you know, frozen zombies and all that sort of business. It's great. But you know, it's not particularly my cup of tea, the way it's so harsh on survival. It's like almost too harsh on survival.
Yeah, it definitely sets that benchmark, I think, for the other servers. Like, if you want to introduce that survival element, like when Zero does their winners survival, theirs is always the harshest, but it pretty much is the same as normal Namausk, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. Our call in our little squad is, this is the Namausk mod, where you burn your mouth on food that's over 70 degrees, when you have to defrost your food and you get cold very, very fast and storms. We group all them mods together and we personally call them the Namausk mod, whether it be on a winter Chinaris or other winter style maps.
Mm. Can we talk about Banov?
Yes, we all know who made Banov.
Cabello
Live, and him and John McClane were both contracted by Bohemia to do maps for Armour Reforger.
Is that true?
It is true.
The Banov mission or questline or whatever is quite a simple one, really. The goal is to get like this crisis looking suit called the nano suit, which is very similar to the kind of thing that you get in the mouse. But then also you get this this kind of pulse rifle thing called the singularity cannon. And oh my God, we didn't talk about the Gauss rifle in the mouse.
Oh my God, do we have to go back?
Basically, there's a Gauss rifle that you can get and it's...
one hit kill.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty good. So... basically, Banov has exactly the same thing, but very different. It's the same, but different. It has something called a singularity cannon and a nano suit. And there are four bunkers in the map. Each bunker has its own key card. It's like red, green, purple, and blue or something like that. Or maybe there's a yellow in there or who knows. But there's four key cards. Each go to a different bunker. 1, 2, 3, 4. In area one, that's where you get the singularity cannon. And area two is where you get the mags for the singularity cannon. So if you're going to them, you have to go to the other one. Area three is where you get the scope. And then area four is where you get the whole nano suit. There's no fucking about or anything like that. It's just either there or it's not, you know, like you haven't got a 3D print with filament or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there. But then there's still bits in there in those bunkers that haven't been used that look pretty cool. That there's kind of like this big ass alien cube thing. Again, it's another alien thing, alien tech kind of mission file, you know what I mean? Like a quest line.
Yeah, but do you remember when Banov first came out?
No.
I don't think you played it much, but I played it quite a bit when it first came out. Banov is based on Cabello's hometown in Serbia?
Slovakia.
I believe. Slovakia. Oh, sorry, Slovakia. But we played them in football the other day. Yeah, so in Slovakia, and it didn't have that quest.
Okay.
When it first happened, there was no quest. So Banov turned out a rather large map, had a little bit of a hype, and then the hype sort of wore off and people were like, oh, it's just a big open map. Then he added this quest in just to like tingle our taste buds. And oh, well, it kicked off. People loved it. I remember TROMZ having the nano suit and the rifle. And he popped back down to Banov City, which is pretty much like you going back down to Cherno in Chernarus. And he basically just fucking everyone up with this rifle. But people were teaming up. It was a great stream to watch, especially when you could watch someone where you heard their voice, because Sour Sweet was on the opposite side trying to kill him and gather like troops and people to kill him. So like it was so funny. He was in like the big high rises and stuff like that, like holding like buildings and taking people out left, right and center with this absolute alien gun thing. Like, and he only had so much ammo and he wanted to get away and get more ammo, but then he got done in. But it was about a year ago. Banov's still quite popular.
It's a massive map as well, isn't it? It's
a very big map. I think it's the second biggest map.
Behind what?
Chernarus?
No. It's bigger than Chernarus.
I think it's the second biggest map. I thought I read that it's the second biggest map.
So we've got Chernarus is like the whole map is 150 by 150 or whatever. But it's got sea all around that. Whereas Banov is the same map size but with no sea.
Yeah, it hasn't really got much sea or any sea.
No, none.
Sea.
Zilch. Just having a look at
it's a well-made map, though. It is a well-made map.
I've barely played it, I won't lie.
No, I loved it. There was like three different routes you could take. You could go up the centre. So you spawn in the south. You could go up the centre, up the left or up the right.
Or and up your jumper.
Up your jumper, your pumper. But yeah, you could go obviously up the east side, up the west side or straight up the middle from Banov City right up north to then get to one of these bunkers that are in the north of the map. But there was a point where you'd just lose. There's no wells up in the north of the map. So you'd have to really take provisions with you. Or kill someone.
Oh, that's annoying, isn't it?
Mm. But I thought it was a well-made map. It was a very good map.
Well, hopefully you could like find a water source and chlorine tabs and stuff like that. But
oh, there's lots of water sources. There's no clean wells, so you'd find chlorine tabs and stuff. And you know, you'd have to really think about average survival. It's not a hard survival. It's not Namausk.
No, but that mission as well is not as in depth as Namausk either. You know, it's quite a simple mission, isn't it? If you want a gun, go to this bunker. If you go find this key card, go to that bunker, whatever. I don't know where you find the key cards though.
In the military places, you find there's like military camps before you get there. But me, you and Mark went to a couple of them bunkers.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Remember, I died one time in the medical. Remember, at the big stage, at the massive stage and then a medical.
Oh, Mark that was Banov, was it?
Yeah, that was Banov. Then we went to right north of the map to go to one of the bunkers and we went in the bunker. And that was one of the first bunkers that was... It was a long, long, long before the Livonia bunker.
Yeah.
So then when you set the bunker off and it made that... It was terrifying. Everyone was like, fuck, everyone on the map can hear this. Do you know what I mean? Mad. Yeah.
That's insane.
I've got a good memory.
That's still got good pop. I'd be up for... after this, doing all this research for all these maps as well, I really feel like we need to do a mission. We've done the Livonia mission. That's cool. But that's literally the only one.
Yeah.
I'd love to do the Deer Isle one. It's my favourite map. It's just
It's just so long. And I would love to do the Namausk one, but it is so long burger.
Yeah.
I tell you what, one map that would have a mission on it that we could easily do.
Go on.
And it's another John McClane map. Altaria.
Yeah.
So Altaria is based on Hellenic Island, Greek Island, and it does have a bunker.
Yeah, that's quite new, isn't it? It wasn't there to begin with.
It's quite new. It's quite new, and it's just a bunker with just loads of loot.
Oh, is it just like normal loot, nothing special yet?
Yeah, nothing special yet. He's still working on his Deer Isle one and updating it slowly. I think it's still on the beta phase, but it's still one of the best maps out there. Literally, it's just a sniper's heaven.
I think I read that the original Deer Isle was released in 2014. That might be a lie, but it's still getting updates now. Do you know what I mean? 10 years later.
Oh man, when he sees something, even if it's just one tree out of place, John McClane will go and change that motherfucker.
But think about Alteria. It came out last year?
Alteria. There was a little bit of a 1 week beta back in like last summer. And then he sort of fully released it in the autumn-y sort of winter time.
Yeah.
It's been so good though. Honestly, Karma Crew has adopted it as their third map. They have fourth map, because they have Chernarus, Livonia, Namausk, and then this is their fourth map that they've chose to run. They used to have Essica, but this is the one that's sort of stuck. Alteria is always top pop, always.
2016, I'm correcting myself. DRR came out originally on the 25th of December, 2018. I just said 2016, didn't I? 2018.
Yeah, you're correcting yourself
again.
Again,
I'm correcting my correction. Well,
yeah.
I'm correcting my erection.
Correction my erection. What the fuck?
Okay.
What the hut?
Hut for dumme.
But yeah. So that would be a nice little one to do.
So how do you get into the bunker?
You find a key card.
Where'd you find the key card?
Either on rolling pretty much like the same way as you get into the Livonia bunker. Or you find it in the tunnel, you know, like some of the military zombies are near this tunnel entrance, and you know, the tunnel that takes you from North South Island sort of thing.
When are maps going to stop using key cards? It's a bit boring, isn't it? What I want is like you have to find a code. And the code changes or you tune in to a radio station and then you hear some Morse code or something like that. You know what I mean?
You got to decipher something like a lock room, like on your stag do.
Yeah. And you've got to, it changes every time. That would be sick.
Yeah.
You'd only need to make like, 10 different variations and just have it randomly pick one each time, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not as easy.
No, it's not as it, you know, the key card, the punch cards give someone a choke point. It would, obviously you'd need a choke point, but yeah, I'd like to see something that uses the radio system more.
Wouldn't it be good if you had to get a radio, you had to go to a certain place to read...
You had to get a man pack radio, you had to get that man pack one, not the like little handheld radio, you had to go get the backpack.
Okay. You have to go to a certain place and
tune into a certain frequency.
Fucking stop trying to finish my sentence. You have to go to a certain place to read a radio frequency like that's graffitied on the wall or something like that. And you then take that radio frequency. You have to go to another place where you can hear the signal. What?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like in anticipation.
You can only hear the signal like on top of this fucking mountain or some shit like that. And then...
Yeah?
Yeah, you hear the signal and it's a Morse code. Wicked? Sound effects? Yeah, I was waiting for the yeah. And then you take that Morse code and you go to the bunker and you now know what the key code is and you get in there. And then as you're putting in the key code, you get shot in the back.
Bubba boy.
Oh, there we go. Got that on my system.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm gonna throw something at you really hard.
Ow. Ooh, like blood disease.
Cool. What's next after Alteria? Oh, can you tell me about Anastara? Wait, have I done? Oh, can I really quickly cover off the Bitterroot one?
Yeah, go Bitterroot. Let's do Bitterroot and then move on to the latest hype map.
Yeah. So this is really quick because it doesn't actually exist. It's more conjecture. So
conjecture. Ooh. Big word. Eat a dictionary. I've been
reading your mum's.
What the hell?
Anyway. I've got to cut that out.
That's Winnie the Pooh's nanny.
Oh, what is it?
Winnie the Pooh's grandmother. What was Pooh nanny?
Oh, yeah. Okay, excellent. Another joke I'm going to have to fucking bleep out.
And what is the favourite of your seven seas?
No, I cut this out on the last episode.
The Pooh.
Fuck's sake. There's just no control on him, is there? I tried. I gave him so many warnings and he just couldn't resist it, could he?
That joke still tickles the hell out of me, man. The bus.
Stop saying it. Come on, we're at 54 minutes recorded. Right, Bitterroot, really quickly. Based in Montana, it has like the lore of it, the lore side of it. It has like a radical cult or something on there that they used to live on the island. Or, I don't even know if it's, I think it is an island actually, is it, Bitterroot? Don't know. In the region.
I don't see any sea in Bitterroot.
In the region. It used to be run by like a radical cult, and there's like a couple of their camps about, whatever. The reason why I'm mentioning it is last week, the week before, Matty Ice, the developer of the map, introduced or released a huge changelog. Absolutely massive. And part of that changelog were six underground missile silos.
What the fuck's this cult all about?
Ah. So I'm thinking that is the perfect opportunity, isn't it not? You've got six underground missile silos. Why can't I say that? Can you say that? Missile silos. Fucking hell. So yeah, six missile silos. I think that's just a what is it called? A poultry dish? That's not right. what is it?
Petri dish. Poultry dish, a chicken dish. The poultry dish from your local Chinese, the wonton.
It'd be gutted if you ordered a Chinese and they just gave you like used science room supplies. Just cultivating fucking moss.
Yeah, we're going to give you a poultry dish.
Those are cultures, not cultures. It's got moss cultures. Yeah. That's gross. So that map, again, still in development. Let's get a lore in there. That has lore in there. Let's get a mission.
Yeah. It will eventually come, I think. Matty Ice is doing a real good job with that map.
Oh, yeah. Right, next one.
Oh, hell yeah. The next one, Andy, is one of our little favourites at the moment. It's the newest of the maps. It's Anastara.
Oh, baby. I don't know why. I thought it needed its own theme tune.
As we were going to originally do an episode on certain things, I've got down a lot of research on this, but I'll manage to cut it short. It's one of these new maps where you spawn in the south, on the south coast, and you work your way inland. There are some really cool things about this. There's a little bit inland where there's loads of crates with loot over them. I've not come across this bit yet. But there's mines everywhere, random mines, and you can't see them.
Yeah, I've not put two and two together. I saw this on Amish's stream, and
yeah.
I did not even think about that because we've been playing Anastara pretty much. Well, it's either been that or Generous, isn't it, recently?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about that. Do you know where it is?
It's literally not too far, a little bit north of Borislav.
Oh, wow, not very far at all.
It's not very far, but it's like it's a freshy killing field. Literally, it's you're very lucky if you don't die on there. Hence why no one really goes there.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
That's pretty cool, nine times out of ten. So there's mines every time.
Yeah, you can't see them. It's not like a mine that's planted by a character. They're like mines underneath the ground.
Oh, can I just quickly tell everybody my mine story from yesterday?
Oh yeah, that's quite funny, man.
It's not. So we were in mosquito tents. We killed a couple of people. And they had mines on them. So we took the mines and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to plant one of these mines at the entry to the Gilly Tower. And I thought if we go up to three tents, we probably would still hear that and we can come back and find the limping man, right?
Yeah.
So I planted this thing and then, you know, you can climb up onto the Gilly Tower like by the sandbags, right? So I did that. I'm up on top of the Gilly Tower then and out of nowhere, this Zed aggroes on me. And what does it try and do? It tries to get at me, but it can't because I'm up top. So it tries to come from underneath and it runs straight on top of that landmine that I've just placed. Next thing I know, I'm uncut. Like, big explosion. I'm uncut. I'm like, fuck! I can't believe it. Just completely wasted a mine. I'm probably fucking flashing or something like that. I woke up. I wasn't even chunked.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty much 99% health. Yeah,
my health was like going up, but I didn't even have a segment missing. No broken leg, no nothing. So lucky.
Not even damage to his clothes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Mad. Anyway, sorry. Go on. Minefield and Anastara.
Right. So your main goal on Anastara, the lore of Anastara is that you are to get, it has these epic storms, right? And in the storms, you lose all your stamina and you can't regain it. It literally goes up like to like a little notch and goes back down to no stam, even if you're not walking. The storms are horrendous. You can't see more than like 25 meters. It's absolutely mad. The rain lashes down and proper soaks you within a second. So they've created a suit on Anastara where you, it sort of negates that and you get unlimited stam.
Oh shit. Yeah,
unlimited stam. It's an exosuit, so it goes externally to your skeleton, exosuit, like on Elysium, the Matt Damon film.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a good film though.
Yeah, it's actually a very good film. And so it's like that. So how you do this is you need to find the EXO manual. So the EXO 2569, I think. Don't quote me on that. It's something like that.
EXO 2569, as said by Dave on Friendly Daisy podcast.
don't quote me on that, buddy. And it's found in like three different locations. One's at Kane, one's at another military camp, one's at another military camp. Kane's the only one sticking in my head at the moment. And then you go up to the northern city, which begins with a K, like Krasnostavlich or something.
Take your word for it.
Krasnogorsk. I don't know. It's something called Krasna something. So that's the northern city. And you got to get to this sort of bunker, sort of. And get under the bunker, you get the wire hydraulics kit, where you combine that with the manual and you make a wire harness. But that's only 50% of what you have to do. Your manual doesn't, like a punch card, it doesn't ruin. So your manual's still good to use. So you have to keep that wire harness, and you have to go and find a storage crate, which is within the big city somewhere, which is on the other side of the city. So you have to traverse the whole city, which is a dangerous place in Andy.
Yeah, we found that out the hard way the other day.
Yep. And there's this black, like, pellet-like storage crate thing. And you combine that with a manual and it comes up with a like a build kit, and you combine the build kit with the wire harness, which makes you the exosuit, the exoskeleton suit, which basically gives you unlimited stam and a little bit more protection.
That's cool, man.
It gives you a massive... Yeah, so basically you can negate them whole storms that happen.
I mean, they don't happen all that often. I think when we played the other day, we played for like 4 hours and we got three of them. And they only last for like maybe 5-10 minutes each. Actually, thinking about it, that's quite a lot, isn't it?
It's quite a lot. And people, you know, it's pretty much like that helmet that you... The Apsy you can give yourself on the mouse, where it stops you from dropping Uncon when ERV happens. And then you can take people out that all Uncon. It's exactly the same sort of concept, where you've got a limit stam and people have got zero stam. So you're running rings around them, literally.
Fuck yeah, baby.
The thing is, like the Lantia suit, you can take it off people when they've made it and done all the hard work, but as long as it's worn or pristine, if it's damaged, you can't get it off the person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is quite a good thing, actually, because obviously you really have to think about what your shots are with some of this exosuit if you want it, rather than just lighting them up.
So you have to go for a headshot.
Yeah, pretty much. Headshot, deadshot.
Which is hard if they're moving really fucking quick.
Yeah, if it gives you extra stam and stuff, yeah.
God damn. Oh, well, that doesn't seem too hard either, to be honest.
Yeah. It's something that we should really do, actually. That one's probably the, not the easiest. Alteria would probably be the easiest, but that one would probably be one of the more fulfilling, achievable ones.
Yeah, I agree.
I quite enjoy the map. I think it's a well-done map. I think, you know, well, we play it quite a bit.
Yep, I think we need to just actually bite the bullet and start doing some of these missions.
Yeah, I think we need to do like we used to do with Valheim, where we set missions for ourselves. Each time we were on that game on Valheim, we set ourselves a mission, right? We need to get this supplies. We need to at least get everyone a iron helmet or something, do you know what I mean? And then that would be the only time we locked off.
Valheim is so much easier than fucking Daisy.
Oh, really? Because I remember lots of bodies of people around.
It's usually Paddy, because he just runs around naked. Yeah. Trying to get a wolf. I'm going to tame it. Oh, I died.
I'm going to tame it. Early game, I'm going to tame it. Next is a map that me and Andy haven't actually played. and I haven't done much research, and I bet Andy hasn't done much research. It's one that's very fun at the moment. It's on its second update, and it's Deadfall.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about this. I forgot to do...
I do not know anything about it. I just know that this map has a lot of lore, a lot of tasks to go and get different guns, lots of different scenery. It's a great map. I haven't personally done any research in it. I would have done a lot more research, but it just escaped my mind. It's not one of the maps that jump out at me. Deadfall's sort of, the name Deadfall comes across as a challenge. It's just Deadfall is the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really, I've watched a few streams on it, haven't played it. I just, yeah, I'm not the same as you. I don't really know why either.
No, I don't know why.
So let's not pretend to cover it. Let's do the next one.
Okay, Essica, there's no lore on Essica. I just know that Essica is done on the fucking Kosovo. It was based on Kosovo, on the bigger Essica city. Essica is the city in Kosovo.
And scene. Friendly!
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Today, I'm going to pick a new streamer. I have said to myself, or a new content creator, I said to myself, this is video of the week, not streamer of the week. This is video of the week, and this is done by someone called Splinter.
Okay.
It's a new guy. Yeah. He's done DayZ building the exoskeleton suit on Anastara.
Well, I wonder how you came across that video.
Misa, don't know, sir. I kind of like this guy's editing. He adds a bit of music in, he adds a little bit of frivolity. Music, like a cow's version of music. Yeah, and obviously it explains what you have to do to get the exoskeleton in Anastara. It's a 22-minute video. It's not as long as most of the videos that I picked for Video of the Week, but it was rather enjoyable.
Very nice. Has he got other videos?
He's got plenty of other videos. He's got one about rudeness will get you killed in DayZ.
Perfect.
So we quite clearly know what he's going to do there. And a quest for Kane, which is, these are all on his, this is all on his quest for the, but he's got really cool thumbnails of like Splinter. He is basically the DayZ rat. From
TMNT.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Splinter DayZ.
Splinter.
Oh, but all of his thumbnails have just got rats with guns.
Yeah, pretty much, man. He's got himself a little thing there. I really enjoyed watching a couple of his videos today, actually.
I've just subbed to him. Whoops.
What do you mean, whoops? I don't think it's a regret.
It was accident. I slipped.
That's what he said. Now she's pregnant.
Friendly? Just the tip.
Open wide.
No, you can't carry on from one segment to the other. That's the whole point of a segment. Well, I decide I don't want to carry on the particular conversation with you. I'm moving on.
No, I was talking about your
no,
intro
you weren't.
To
no,
your,
you
yeah,
weren't.
Where you say yes, where you go like I'm opening my zip. Now here's the tip.
Slap it on your nose and rest it on your lips.
Rest it on your lips.
This is the 88th tip.
The 88th tip. Yeah.
Which is actually a line, good, actually. By the way. We missed a couple. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Tip 8 and tip 50, we just didn't do one.
I think they were like episodes where we didn't have much input.
Anyway, this tip is a Livonia-based tip. Quite apt, since Livonia's free for everybody now. This, I think our last tip, or no, it wasn't our last one. I can't remember. A recent tip didn't account for the console players. This one accounts for everybody. Everybody who plays Livonia can play with this tip in mind.
And everyone's got Livonia now.
That was my point, yep. So if you are new to Livonia, You spawn in the north, and you're likely near a river. Some of the spawns, you can't see a river, but you will be near a river. The river, if you're not sure of what side of the river you're on, or what direction you're facing, etc., the water in the river flows east.
Oh, shit, boy.
Did you know that?
I did, but I'm, like, saying I didn't for, like, dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, boy.
Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah, so the water flows east, which is cool. Like, do you remember the clouds before they fucked it up in 1.23?
Yeah.
Before they introduced the new skybox, the clouds always used to go east, I think.
Yeah, they all went east, yeah. All magnetically went east.
Yeah, magnetically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can use that on Livonia because no skybox mod ain't going to fuck with our water direction.
So, I'll give you a funny story, actually, on the water direction. You flushed a toilet in the UK. It goes round from, like, left to right, right?
Yeah.
If you do it in South Africa, it goes from right to left. It goes the other way round.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a bullshit old wives' tale. And then, obviously...
It's also not as... It's not as clear-cut as that either. Like, you can make it go around the other way very very easily just by influencing the direction that the water enters the bowl. There's a whole plethora of science fucking YouTube videos that I've watched on it for some reason, but yeah.
But yeah, like, that I thought was loads of horseshit, but it's quite true.
Yeah, and it also makes Northern Hemisphere the winners, clearly. We do it the right way.
Yeah. Fuck you, Chris. Oh, yeah, and fuck you, Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah, because I know he listens. Oh, so
just,
he's really...
Just because.
Yeah, just because, yeah.
Oi! And that's episode 88 done, Dave.
Episode 88, two fat ladies. That's mad, bro.
We've got... Oh, man. We have got 3 months until episode 100.
100.
What have we done to organise it?
Jack shit.
Yep. Yeah. Huh. Well.
But I have got an idea. And I have got an idea. And I listened to this episode today, actually. I think it was episode... Wait a minute. Episode... Tips list. Episode 77. I used a different headset when I was away.
Okay.
I use that headset only once.
Yeah.
That will be a part of episode 100.
Okay. Well, there we go. So thanks a lot for joining us on this special episode, I guess, talking about all of the lore and the quests that we've got in the certain community maps. We're hoping, because this is a new standard now that we seem to be seeing, that DayZ are going to implement this into Sarkow and even then potentially retrospectively refit Chernarus with a mission. That'd be good.
I would really like a bunker in Cherno, like somewhere like near... Not Svetliarsk, but
I don't want a bunker. I want a military garage where you can get snowmobiles.
No. Motorbike. Harley Davidson.
Yeah. Okay. That would be good. Cool. So yeah, thank you very much for listening to us. We really do appreciate every time, every week that you tune in. Make sure to share the podcast with your nan.
Yeah. Also, just before we sign off, Andy, I just want to do a little shout out and a little thing. We teamed up not so long ago with Lid Hosting for DayZ servers.
We did.
And they are now running a server for the very well-known Irish streamer called Marks. This is called Survivor Diaries. If you haven't seen us talking about it in our Discord, please join us on Survivor Diaries. We play it quite regularly. It's a basic vanilla game with vanilla base game Chernarus map with extra loot. It is very fun to play and there are some very good players on there.
Minor correction.
Okay.
It's Survivor's Diary. And there are not any good players on there because we play on there.
Correction. There's 50% of the good players on there.
There are a couple of idiots on there.
Yeah. A couple of... That's on there, really.
Oh, so...
It was the only word that rhymed with couple.
Right. The server is actually running extremely smoothly. And if you are in the market for getting yourself a server, you can use our code for Lid Hosting, which is simply put friendly into the checkout, and you'll be granted with a small little discount.
remember us when you're famous.
If you want to check out the servers beforehand, jump onto Survivor's Diary. Honestly, we've not had any problems at all, have we?
Nah, it's run very smoothly. And actually, it's been run very well.
That's LYD Hosting, L-Y-D Hosting. And the promo code is FRIENDLY. And on that note, Dave, be good. Farewell. Avida saying goodbye. That's not my outro. Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
Why do you always get closer?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.